Today is Amazon Prime Day, a day of savings for customers of the online retail giant. But it's also almost 6 months after Amazon shuttered its 7 Quebec warehouses, laying off around 4,500 people and shifting the work to subcontractors. In Montreal, former workers are calling for more support from the province and a boycott from the people living here.
The question is not like policing anyone's behavior. The question is, what is everyone willing to do together to participate in this struggle?
Félix Trudeau was the president of the union at the YUL warehouse in Laval, Amazon's first union shop in Canada. Amazon's decision to lay off its Quebec workforce came just as workers in Laval were preparing to force the company into first contract negotiations, as is their right under Quebec law. Trudeau says the workers have had a hard time adjusting in the months since.
It caused a lot of anxiety of people who have families to support, people whose immigration claims are in limbo. The uncertainty causes anxiety and just the feeling of being abandoned.
Trudeau was one of around a dozen who gathered outside the Montreal office of MESS, the Quebec Ministry for Employment and Social Solidarity. He says the ministry isn't doing enough to support the workers, many of whom are struggling to find jobs.
It is a crisis. It's 5,000 people suddenly out of a job. It does put pressure on the job market, and the government is acting as if it's business as usual.
A lot of workers that were laid off still don't have a job. A lot of them are on employment insurance. A lot of them are not eligible to employment insurance.
This is Vicky Tremblay from Mouvement Action Chômage. The Unemployment Solidarity Group has been helping laid-off Amazon workers find jobs. No easy feat in the current economic climate. She says that even those who qualify for EI can end up in a precarious position.
We have a lot of people that come to us and they're about to lose their home because they've been waiting for EI for months.
Former Amazon workers say they want the province to meet with them to address their needs as a group. This includes forming a reclassification committee, which the government can call for in the event of a collective dismissal. That committee would help survey laid-off workers to find out what support they need and assist them in finding new work. Quebec has ruled that such a committee isn't necessary for Amazon because the company has hired a private firm to do the job already. But workers like Asya Malinova say they haven't been much help.
Amazon hired a company called LHH, a firm that's never operated in Quebec, to give us tips on how to improve our LinkedIn profiles. We work in warehouses, not marketing firms. People are trying to figure out how to pay rent and put food in their kids' bellies, not whether their LinkedIn banner is on brand.
She says it's up to Quebec to show the workers and the rest of the province that they're ready to do what it takes to help laid-off workers get back on their feet.
The government cannot keep ignoring such a mass layoff. You can't just sweep this issue under the rug.
An Amazon spokesperson defended their decision to use LHH as a, quote, trusted human resources firm in a statement. MESS did not immediately comment when contacted by CKUT. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.